New York Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney was at the Newburgh waterfront Monday, announcing legislation to prevent the establishment of any new anchorage sites in the Hudson River Valley. But the U.S. Coast Guard will continue the proposed rulemaking process as planned. The legislation, called the Hudson River Protection Act, is Congressman Maloney's response to a U.S. Coast Guard proposal currently open for comment. The proposal is for the creation of up to 10 anchorage sites in the Hudson River to park as many as 43 commercial vessels between Yonkers and Kingston. Here's Maloney.
It is my belief that the desire to expand these sites is predicated on the belief that we're going to have large increases of crude moving down the Hudson River. But the compression in global oil prices, we have oil now at lower than $45 a barrel, has obviated the need for a lot of this infrastructure. In plain English, we don't need it.
His newly introduced legislation, which is co-sponsored by Democratic Hudson Valley Congressman Elliot Engel, would prohibit the Secretary of Homeland Security and, by extension, the U.S. Coast Guard from establishing new anchorage sites for vessels carrying hazardous or flammable material within 5 miles of an existing Superfund site, a nuclear power plant, a site on the National Register of Historic Places, or a critical habitat of an endangered species. Maloney says the Superfund requirement alone covers the entire section of the Hudson River that the Coast Guard proposal is looking at for potential sites. Here's U.S. Coast Guard spokeswoman Chief Warrant Officer Allison Conroy.
We have heard of the proposed legislation. However, we are continuing with the comment period for the proposed anchorages on the Hudson River until that comment period closes on December 6th. We view public participation as essential to effective rulemaking, which is what these proposed anchorages are, and we'll carefully consider all comments and feedback that we receive. We encourage dialogue regarding these proposed anchorages and for our community members as well as our elected officials to submit their comments to the official document before the deadline.
In early September, during a House Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee hearing with the U.S. Coast Guard, Maloney raised his concern about the proposed anchorage sites and what he says is the need for ample public input.
The fact is that this is a bad idea. This is not something we need. We don't want it, and we want the process to make to take into account the intense local opposition to this from all corners of all communities in the Hudson Valley. So I just want to take the opportunity today to draw your attention to that and ask for your commitment that that when the public hearings occur, that one, they will occur in a early and a timely way, and that they will be local, and that they will take into account as many of these local viewpoints as they possibly can.
Rear Admiral Paul Thomas responded to Maloney during the hearing, saying he is very sensitive to local issues.
I've spoken with the district commander, Admiral Steve Poulin, in fact, just yesterday about this topic. He is committed to full and open dialogue with regard to this regulation, and he's totally open to all the alternatives that are out there to help manage this risk. So we can commit to you that there will be plenty of opportunity for comment, not only to the record, but also through public meetings.
Citing a backdrop of environmental concerns facing Newburgh, including PFOS water contamination, City Councilman Torrance Harvey opposes creating new anchorage sites.
This issue would be even worse, and I say that because we don't want anything to contaminate any of our water sources, particularly the Hudson River.
Democratic State Assemblyman Frank Skartatos, also at the Newburgh waterfront, welcomed Maloney's legislation.
I think we all know that this is a dirty idea, turning the Hudson River into a parking lot that probably has Pete Seeger turning on his grave.
Again, Maloney, who represents the 18th District.
We are going to fight to protect this river. We are going to be good stewards of the Hudson River. And whether it's the PCB cleanup or the other efforts we're engaged in, we're going to do what's right for this river, and we can do that working together.
Again, the public comment period on the Coast Guard proposal is open until December 6th. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Newburgh.